This is Your County with North Yorkshire County Council on Stray FM. Now, after being closed for more than a year, Tadcaster Bridge has finally reopened. It partially collapsed following heavy rain and flooding, leaving the town divided. County Councillor Don McKenzie, who's North Yorkshire's Executive Member for Highways, tells us about the major projects to restore it.
From a standing start, we had to face the task of rebuilding what is, of course, an 18th century listed structure. We had to build it with approval of the heritage authorities every step of the way. We had to source the stone as near as possible to what was used back in the 18th century. And in fact, we did find a seam of stone which was matched almost identically that which the builders used back in the 18th century. From Yorkshire, again. During the course of the reconstruction, for which we received £3 million from central government, we also then explored the possibility of improving the bridge, widening it, so it was a better facility for cyclists and pedestrians. And we applied to North Yorkshire LEP, Local Enterprise Partnership, for £1.4 million of additional funding, which we used by means of a cantilever technology to widen the bridge. And this is exactly what we have done. Thanks go to Selby District Council, of course, for approving our planning application very quickly, since we had to get planning permission to do that widening work. They did that and we pressed on. We had hoped, of course, to finish the bridge by the end of 2016, but we were unable to do that. There were various factors that caused that. And then we set ourselves a deadline of the 27th of January, which unfortunately, owing to very cold conditions in the middle of January, we were unable to meet. But yes, we finally reopened the bridge on the 3rd of February, to the delight of everyone at North Yorkshire County Council. But a special word for the residents of Tadcaster, who, I have to say, throughout this 13-month and 5-day period, have been full of understanding and full of patience, to such an extent that they've even made cups of tea for our workforce, which was particularly nice of them. But they have their bridge back, having been cut in two. The town, after 13 months and 5 days, now has its bridge back again, better than ever before.
We know this costs a lot of money. Is it, as far as you know, has it stuck within the budget?
Yes, I haven't seen the final reckoning, of course, but I'm pretty confident that it's stuck within the budget of roughly £4.5 million. Of course, there are other expenses that North Yorkshire County Council had to face. We constructed a temporary footbridge for residents of Tadcaster to be able to walk from one side of town to the other. We put on shuttle buses. There were other costs we had to incur, but nevertheless, every penny we spent, I believe, was money well worth spending, good value for money for our taxpayers, and has left us with a bridge that we are confident will last as long as the bridge lasted, up until the 29th of December 2015. So yes, an 18th century bridge, listed structure, and rebuilt to last many centuries ahead.
And would it be fair to say this is probably one of the County Council's biggest ever projects of this kind?
Well, it's probably the highest profile project because of the fact that someone, as you know, took pictures, film actually, of the bridge collapsing on a mobile phone camera. And that went not just nationally, but worldwide through the media channels. So there is a great deal of interest in this. It wasn't by any means the biggest value contract that we've ever placed, or indeed the biggest piece of engineering work we've tackled. For example, we opened a new bypass in Beedale, which was around £30 million last year. But it's very high profile. And of course, for our residents in Tadcaster, probably one of the greatest events in the history of that town. So, yes, money well spent, and delighted to have carried out that work.